From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. My name is Landon Kleindorfer. Thank you for listening. This week we have Zachary Pritcher, the Director of Business Development with Anna Branch Recovery Center. And thank you so much for coming on here and joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Landon. I'm excited to be here.
So first of all, for those who don't know what it is, this is something that's been going on for a few years now, but just describe to me what Anna Branch Recovery Center is, what they do for the community and for the state.
Yeah, absolutely. Anna Branch Recovery Center is a voluntary 28-day drug and alcohol rehab center. We treat individuals who are suffering from substance use disorder. It is a voluntary program, and if you decide to enroll to have treatment for your addiction, you can expect vast programming that will help you to get on the right track, kind of sweep the pieces back together so that you can rebuild your life and get back to where you know you need to be.
So obviously with a recovery center like this being in the Wabash Valley, I kind of mentioned it, but this is something that goes for the entire state. Is that correct?
Yes, we service individuals in all counties of the state of Indiana. So anybody anywhere looking for any type of treatment can come to stay with us at our program.
So what kind of, you know, recovery are we expecting here? What is this going to look like if I have a problem and I want to get involved, want to better myself or something along those lines? What's that going to look like?
Sure. So the first step you're going to have to go through is calling our admissions department for an assessment to determine that you are clinically appropriate for placement at our facility. And if it's deemed that you are, then of course you're going to start your detox program. We usually use a medication to assist with that if necessary and if deemed appropriate by our physicians who are on site. Detox, depending on your substance, can take anywhere from 3 days to maybe 10, roughly somewhere around there. We'll give you some time to get to feeling better, about 3 days to rest and relax and kind of recover from your last point of use. And then you'll start our programming, which takes place every day, Monday through Sunday, all day long. And you'll learn all sorts of life skills that maybe some people take for granted. But if you've lived a life that caters to an addiction, there's a lot of stuff that you maybe don't know how to do, and we're going to make sure that you have all the tools you need so that when you finish that program, you have everything you need to lead a successful life and to stay sober.
So with a program like this, you see some facilities around the state that work with the state, and a lot of times it's, you know, prison time or jail time, or you can go to this recovery center and get help. What's the difference between a facility like that and an Anna Branch Recovery Center?
Well, the big difference is that we are entirely voluntary. You know, the dream for somebody who's in recovery, like myself, is to see individuals recognize the signs and symptoms of their disease early on so that they can catch it and get treatment before it gets to the point where you have a judge sentencing you to prison or substantial amounts of jail time. Due to crimes that you might have committed associated with your addiction or things that happened while you were in active use. We want everybody to know that, we're aware of the negative stigma associated with addiction, and we want you to know that you're not alone and that there's nothing to be ashamed of. Addiction is a disease, and if you can recognize some of the signs and symptoms in yourself or potentially in a loved one, go ahead and send them our way. Give us a phone call, and let's see if you're appropriate for placement before things get to where they are unmanageable.
Now, you mentioned it a little bit. This is something that you have taken on personally, something that you have recovered from as well. Can you just talk to me just briefly about what that process was like for you? And obviously, this is Anna Branch not only helping people, but also you've now worked for them, and you're kind of preaching that same message as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of crazy to me to look back and just to be where I am today. Back in 2020, I was taken to the hospital where I was diagnosed with organ failure at the age of 30 years old. I was told by the doctor that I needed to contact my loved ones so that they could come and say goodbye to me because I was not going to survive. And, you know, alcohol is something that is prominent in the lives of many individuals. A lot of us don't think of it as being this evil substance that will consume you, but for a subset of the population who are genetically vulnerable to alcoholism and alcohol dependence, it takes over our lives. It became to me as important, if not more so, than oxygen and water. I thought I had to have it to stay alive. If I was running low, I would panic. It was something that consumed me and began to define who I was as I isolated myself from friends and family. Everybody kind of knew. I thought I was sly and hiding it, you know. But it consumed me, and it nearly took my life.
And I think that's a pretty great message, considering where you are now, obviously working with other people who come in and trying to help those people out as well. The other facility, 81 beds for that original facility, and obviously looking for expansion now. It's part of the reason that you come on here. Obviously, the unfortunate part about it is that there is a necessity for the expansion, yeah. But also fantastic to see that from these groups that they are able to expand. You guys are able to expand. What's that going to look like?
So this is going to give us the opportunity to do two things that are very important. The first one is, after you've completed treatment at a residential inpatient facility, you're going to need continued care. And one of the best ways to get that is to stay in network with your provider and to attend intensive outpatient programming. So this gives you the opportunity to step down into a less restrictive modality of treatment, where you're going to go for 3-hour blocks, and you can visit our facilities in person, or you can engage in treatment through our virtual option. In person is in the mornings, virtual is in the evenings, so we are able to cater to everybody's schedule within reason. And you have to maintain your recovery. So just because you've gone to rehab does not mean that you're cured and that you're fixed. It means that at best, your disease is now in remission. You have to maintain it. You have to stay on top of things. You have to continue to learn ways to put the skills that you got in rehab to use in a real world setting. You'll be able to get your job. You'll be able to start spending more time with your friends and your family. And you'll be able to come to treatment 3 times a week, where you get to continue learning and growing.
When you came in here and we talked about this program not too many days ago, we were talking about the after program. And I think that is also a big key of it. You guys, it's not just a, you know, all right, we helped you guys out, we're going to send you guys out, and hopefully you guys are fixed and you're good to go. But if you have another problem, come back. If not, we'll see you later. That's not how this works.
No, not at all. And that's what we've seen, you know, in the past with lots of treatment facilities. When I went to treatment, they didn't have anything to keep you engaged afterward. When I was brought on to Anna Branch, I was hired as the alumni coordinator, where I was given the freedom to grow a program that was what I thought would have been exactly what I needed to stay sober after treatment. It could have prevented me several painful relapses. It could have given me a community and a family outside of my immediate family. And it could have given me opportunities to continue to grow my network of support, so that if ever I did face a lapse or a relapse, there would be people around who cared about me, who had struggled the same ways that I did, to hold me accountable and to help pull me up out of those depths before they had consumed me. So our alumni program gives individuals who have completed our inpatient stay or our outpatient programming opportunities to make new friends, opportunities to bring their family along, to meet some of their new sober friends and their brothers and sisters in recovery. And we provide countless opportunities for engagement and recreational activities that you might not have ever known you would be interested in. Things like going to local community theaters, things like going to amateur wrestling and seeing what they're able to do there, go-kart racing, going up and spending the day on a beach with our friends up in northern Indiana. If you can think of it, we do it. And it's a lot of fun. We offer that at no cost to our graduates. And that's the big thing that sets Anna Branch apart from other treatment facilities, is that if you come to us for services and you complete, we will stay engaged with you for the rest of your life if you want, at no cost to you. Even with our outpatient programming, once you've completed that 6 to 12 week course, if you decide you want to keep coming back, you can do that. completely free. Keep coming and engaging in art therapy. Keep learning more about relapse prevention. Keep learning more about addiction science. Bring your family along. Let them see what's going on with you. We offer a family night about once every couple of months for new classes so that everybody gets the opportunity to bring in family members, because that support is essential in staying sober. Sherry, our director of clinical outpatient services, she'll make sure that your family understands everything that they need to know, and that they get to see firsthand what it is that you're doing in your new lifestyle to maintain your sobriety and to be able to be that better mom or dad, or that better husband or wife, or that better son or daughter that you are working towards becoming.
Now, whenever it comes to community, obviously this is focus on the community. So how has that engagement been? You talked about, you know, going to local theater and stuff like that. And I think that that's something that we see a lot in Terre Haute. There's a lot of community events and things like that going on. How has that relationship been with you guys, the Wabash Valley and Terre Haute specifically?
Oh man, it's fantastic. Let me tell you, there's so much stuff going on in this city that in active use, you just don't know about. I mean, I lived in Terre Haute my entire life, and there towards the end of my use, I remember after having gotten sober for a little while and I was feeling better and starting to drive again, I'd head to the south end of town and I just noticed so many things that I thought, well, where am I even at? I completely don't even recognize this part of town. We're growing so fast, and there are so many opportunities out there to meet new people and to engage in different activities. That when you're in active use, you know, the only thing you can think of is your drug of choice. You're missing out on a lot of stuff. I've had more fun these last, you know, nearly 4.5 years than I did the entire time I was stuck to that bottle. And I've never been happier. We've literally helped hundreds of people get out of their addiction and help them stay sober and clean. And they get to engage in these things. We'll do events and I'll look over at somebody who's there with us, and I'll see, you know, a grown man crying because we're looking at Christmas lights, and that's something that they just never had the opportunity to do because they've been active in their use since 12 years old. And here they are now at 58 years old crying at a string of lights on a building in a park. It's those little things that we take for granted that a lot of people, unfortunately, because of numerous circumstances, don't get to experience. And we're trying to help everybody get to that point. We're lowering the barriers for entry into treatment by offering things like our intensive outpatient, which is open to the community, and our virtual IOP, which is great for professionals, people who live remotely who need treatment, first responders who maybe have a hectic schedule or you know, can't get out of the house to go in person. Anybody like that is welcome to come and get the treatment that they deserve without that stigma associated to it. That's what we're doing, and that's why we stay engaged in our community, is because we want everybody to know that, yeah, we suffer the symptoms of a disease. We've gotten treatment, and now we feel better, and now here we are living the best life that we are able to live. We don't want anybody to be ashamed of looking for services. I know that I was, and that's something that a lot of lives are lost to, is just that fear of asking for help. And so we want to offer as many opportunities for assistance as is possible.
Now, people are going to have an opportunity to come and check out the new facility. You guys do have an open house coming up here.
We do.
If you want to talk about that a little bit as well.
Absolutely. May 7th at 11 a.m., we are going to be at our outpatient building that is 4001 Wabash Avenue, Suite 4, right there in the back there in Terre Haute, Indiana. We'll have a ribbon cutting. We expect to see the mayor out there with us, lots of our community partners and our friends we work with to make sure we're able to get services to as many people as possible. We'll have some light refreshments on hand. Come out and meet our staff, meet our leadership team, meet Sherry, shake my hand. I'd love to meet you. Ask questions, ask how we can help you that other facilities might not be able to help. Ask what sets us apart. Have that conversation with us. We're fully transparent, and we want to meet you, and we want to be able to help you. If we can't do it ourselves, trust me, we got friends all over the state. We'll refer you to the right facility for you. We just want to play a part in helping you get that initial treatment so that you can start being yourself again.
And so the expansion of this facility, we mentioned the 81-bed facility as well. How big is this expansion going to look? I mean, what are we expecting here?
So this is going to be an outpatient basis versus our residential programming. So with the residential program, you'll essentially live there for 28 days until you complete the program. With this outpatient opportunity, you live, you know, with your family or on your own, and you come in on your own accord. We are looking at treating over 300 individuals in the year at an outpatient level, which is absolutely invaluable to the vulnerable population that suffers with addiction. Maybe they don't qualify for that intensive treatment, right? But there are still opportunities, and we are excited to help those individuals get the help that they deserve.
All righty, Zachary. So anything else that you would like to add as far as Anna Branch or with the upcoming open house?
I think we covered everything. I just want to touch back on that idea, that stigma behind addiction. I know firsthand that it can feel shameful and that it can be embarrassing. If you've had any clean time in the past and you've suffered a relapse or a return to use, I know what that feels like. I've been through that numerous times and it's awful, but know that you are not the first person to suffer a return to use. Know that if you are actively using, you're not the only person. There are so many like us, and if we could learn to accept who we are and that we have a disease, it's not a lack of self-motivation, it's not a reflection of poor decision making, it's a disease, then we could get treatment and we can save lives. Only roughly 11% of individuals who would qualify for treatment ever receive it. And a large part of that is because many of us are afraid to ask. So if that's you and you're struggling, please don't hesitate to give us a call, get your assessment, see if there's anything we can do to help you out.
All righty. AnnaBranchRecovery.com is where you can find more information. May 7th of this upcoming month at 11 a.m. is where the open house will be for the Outpatient Recovery Center as well. Director of Business Development, Zachary Pritchard, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 11:30 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM. And on Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFNB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.